This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know how you always want to know about everyone else's money? On the podcast, What We Spend, guests will, for 1 week, tell us everything they spend their money on.
My son slammed $6 worth of blueberries in 5 minutes.
And everything that makes them feel.
I want to own a house. I want to have a child. But this morning, I really wanted a coffee.
Because at the end of the day, money is always about more than your balance. Listen to and follow What We Spend, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, we will try the phone lines again. We've had some issues here for the last 2 days. NBA playoff talk, Knicks, Celtics, are the Celtics done? Do you agree with me? And it's a hesitant proclamation here, but I think Oklahoma City is the best team. In fact, I'm not sure it's that close. I just wonder whether or not the experience is going to be an issue. The lack of experience will be an issue. They're playing a championship team right now in Denver. Can they win 4 out of 7? I'm surprised they're not up 2-0 in the series. If they get through Denver, they might have to play Golden State if Steph's return is just in time from the hamstring injury to save him against the Timberwolves. And then you've got Steph and Draymond and Jimmy Butler. Oklahoma City, to me, looks like the best team. All right, let's go to G from the shop. We left off there. Sorry about that. Go ahead.
Nah, because you need to stop selling them yams. Them feds is wiretapping your phone lines, shit.
I'm not selling nothing. And what I do sell is legal, unlike you. Go ahead.
Oh, no. We on the clock right now working a blue collar. My favorite team and best team that I'm watching is Denver. I bet on the futures for them to win the championship. They got the doors blown off them last night, but you had the best of both worlds, Shin. You had 90s basketball with 91-90 in the Knicks, and you had 150 daggone points scored in ABA style.
Yeah.
You know? But the Knicks is playing with house money. I hope they sweep the Celtics because I hate watching the Celtics at times. I love watching the Celtics at times when they're playing the right way of basketball. But right, all these daggone threes, it really is terrible. It's settling. It's a lot of settling. And I hate it. But Paulie called in talking about Mikal Bridges. Mikal Bridges plays team basketball. He plays his role. He scores when he needs to score. He took over the whole overtime again in the last series.
Yeah. I mean, with no Brunson and no Karl Anthony Towns in the fourth quarter last night, he's the one that really almost sparked the comeback.
No, and people pay attention to the box score, and they don't see the intangibles. They don't see the deflections. They don't see the man-to-man defense. Yeah. So my thing is, I'm hoping, you know, for more basketball always. I'm just glad you're taking calls on basketball because yesterday you was taking calls on hockey. So that threw me off. That really threw me off.
Here's a question for you because you know hoops. The volume of threes is not my biggest problem watching. I hate the ISO. I can't stand the one or two man half court sets. How many? Luka Doncic in that last game against the T-Wolves had 14 possessions in which he took the inbounds pass in the backcourt and no one else touched the basketball offensively. That's what I hate watching, because you're not making a defense work. You got to make a defense move.
No, and you never specified your question. But at
what
the
is
same
it that
time,
drives you crazy the most?
No, that drives me crazy, Shane. Dribbling the letters off the basketball. You know, they got little dimples and pimples on the basketball. All those pimples is gone when Luka, James Harden, dribble the letters off the basketball. I hate that. I do, on the contrast, I'm not against the kick out for the three. Because when I draw on my drive another defender, they shoot so many threes working out in the gym alone. I love that play. But it definitely drives me crazy when they dribble the letters off the basketball and they don't make the defense work like you said. Because you know what it's called? It's loser basketball. That's why you have always seen James Harden lose in Game 7.
No doubt. By the way, I want to make one thing clear. I'm not against the kick out three after you draw defense into the paint either. What we've seen a lot of, and we see more of now, is we see a guy wide open with literally a layup or a dunk turn and pass it out. I'm okay with somebody drawing the defense into the middle of the paint and passing on a mid-range to kick it back out. But Jimmy Butler the other night, they won the game three times he drove it. No one was at the rim, and he passed the ball back out instead of taking the easy two. I'm for layups. I'm for dunks, and I'm for kick out threes. But I'm not.
No, and I'm for what you were saying last segment, Shane. Actually, it was yesterday. What drives me crazy, and I hope he corrects it, especially if Steph can't come back, I don't want to see you deferring, Jimmy. I want to see you being the Jimmy Butler of Miami Heat, of wherever you've been. Every team you've been that killer, and he is that killer. I need you to really be assertive, make the pass when you need to, but really be a killer when you need to be.
There are times when he's too much of a facilitator, and he's great at it. Don't get me wrong. I mean, he is high IQ. He sees it before the defense sees it. But I'm with you. There were a couple of games in Miami the year that they were in the finals against Denver where I thought he deferred way too much. All right, I'll holler at you later.
Is, hey, what? Hey, hold on, Shin. You know what? We get mad at it, but we can't really be too mad at it, because that's the right way to play basketball.
He's really good.
Player.
All right, thanks. Anthony, sorry we lost you last time. Go ahead.
No problem. But see, just in that conversation with G, you done messed around and brought back some bad memories. So you were talking about how you hate the ISO ball. But on the flip side, I hate when you have an idiot coach who's letting one player cook you, and then you let him go stand in the damn corner and never play defense. Scott Brooks, Isaiah Thomas. You don't follow?
No. I thought I had you, but then you shifted to something. So say it again. Sorry.
Remember when the Wizards played the Celtics?
Yep. And Isaiah Thomas had some big games.
Isaiah Thomas was cooking them.
Yep.
And instead of attacking Isaiah Thomas on defense, Scott Brooks let Isaiah Thomas go stand in the corner when the Celtics were on defense.
Got it. 100%. Especially if that player is a bad defender and almost an incapable defender, which would have been the case with him against Waller Beal. Yeah.
He was their one liability, and he never played defense.
Agreed.
Now with the Knicks, second best scenario is they leave New York up 3-1. If they leave 3-1, I think they're good. But don't let Boston mess around and get hot and take two games.
But it can happen.
And it's over.
It can happen.
It can happen.
Yeah.
It can definitely happen.
That's why I think, look, 3-0, it's over. It's never been done before. 2-1 feels like a completely different series. I think game three is really important. But when you look at the sort of largesse of it, they've got to win 4 out of 5. And the Knicks not only have won on the road in Boston, they won on the road against Detroit in the first round as well. So they're not uncomfortable away from home. But best, really good point. You know, when you let somebody go ISO and cook you, and by the way, I would say when you let that happen without forcing the ball out of that player's hands with a double team, that drives me crazy too. But then to not make that player the target defensively, especially when he's a bad defensive player, is unconscionable. Thanks. Let's go to Bones in Southeast. Bones, go ahead. Thanks for holding.
Hey, what's up, Kim? Shout out to Max, man. You know, it's hard for me to follow my two nephews, man, Paulie, man, and G, man. But I'm going to do the best I can, right? I'm right along with you. I can't stand the ISO game. I don't like James Harden's game, and I don't like Luka Doncic's game because I don't like the ISO game. You know, I come up, you know, we playing team ball. I like to see the ball pass around. I like to see the ball whipped around the court, you know what I mean? And then Boston losing because Jason Tatum has resorted back to the original Jason Tatum. You know, he is no longer championship Jason Tatum from last season. He's resorted back to the real Jason Tatum. And then Boston taking too many damn threes, man. You know, man, you're right there at the basket, man. Shoot the ball. Lay the ball up. Put the ball in the basket, man. Give me 2 points, man. Stop selling for the three. This league is selling for threes too many times. I'm seeing a lot of easy baskets being overlooked. Jimmy Butler the same way. Keep kicking the ball out. I don't want you to kick it out. I want you to make that layup, man.
Layups and dunks should never be passed on. Mid-range where you've converged a defense, I don't mind the kick out at all. By the way, what you said about Jason Tatum, though, and I got to get to a break. Sorry, Bones, we're up against a hard break. But what you said about Jason Tatum, let's not forget, he was outstanding at the end of that series last year, but Jaylen Brown was the MVP, and he deserved to be the MVP. And he and Drew Holiday, to me, are still, in terms of, you know, overall best two ways. Look, Jason Tatum's their best shot maker, et cetera. Give me Jaylen Brown. Give me Drew Holiday on my team. Jason Tatum felt it last night, no doubt. All right, when we come back, Joe Beninati will join us. You'll hear his thoughts on Game 1 and previewing Game 2 tonight at Capital One Arena. Kevin Sheehan Show, the Team 980, and the team980.com.